if they want to go outside of the box. And this, hell, this might be the year that you might have to do that when you look at the candidates that you're interviewing and you're looking through, going, you know what, maybe we do take a stab at John Gruden. It's one of those things to where, like, if it works, man, do you look smart. And if it looks bad, it's like, man, the Browns did it again.
James Palmer, I can't disagree with that. Like, I think he's right. Say this is the time to go out and get John Gruden. I don't know that fans would be upset about that. I think people would be
fans would eat it up.
I think they'd show up to the stadium with Chucky masks on.
Fans would eat it up.
I think so. And maybe that's not a bad thing. He's a good coach.
Who's out there, he's the one guy who would get the fan base extremely fired up.
Trying to think if there's anybody else.
Anybody who's out there now.
That's true. It's the out there part.
He's the one guy. More so than Mike McCarthy.
Yeah. Dan, how would you feel about that?
I don't want Gruden.
Okay. What if I told you?
I don't think that's
you have
the
to pick one of those two guys.
Oh. Man.
You have to.
Yes,
you have no choice.
Gruden, if I got to pick the two, but God, I don't like either.
Dan and I, as I mentioned to James Palmer, Dan and I were talking in a couple of breaks ago. Ideally, Andy, I think ideally here, you want the Browns to hire their guy who's going to be what they were hoping Kevin Stefanski would be, which is your coach for the next decade. You're Harbaugh.
Well, you came 4 years short for a team that...
You're Tomlin. You're Sean McVay. You're Mike McDonald, who is kicking you-know-what in Seattle. Ideally, that's what you want to find. The question is that guy out there now? Because now is when you're looking for a coach. And do you trust the people who are running this search to find that guy? Identify him and hire him. Ideally, I think that's what we would all like, right? You get your own guy, and he becomes big time.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. He was Kevin was what, right behind Zach Taylor in tenure for coaches.
Taylor 7 years, Kevin 6.
Yeah, and I think there were only like 5 coaches ahead of him. 4? It was like 5. He had like that, so. Let me see: Tomlin, Harbaugh, Reed, McDermott, McVay, Shanahan, if I'm reading that right. Those were the ones who had longer 10 years. And Zach Taylor, just barely. Think about that.
Yeah.
And so 6 years might really be an eternity, Jeff. I mean, you're asking for Tomlin or Harbaugh. And they're the only guys that were around for the first decade of the century.
Well,
that's their current job.
But that's the way head coaching works in the NFL, in the NBA, in Major League Baseball. I mean, that's the way it works. You hope to stumble into one of those guys that becomes good enough that you keep him for a long time.
There's one thing that James Palmer said that has me a little concerned. And it was the point, Dan, he said, didn't he say that, you know, maybe one of the reasons Barry is around is because owners don't like going through the process of hiring a head coach alone. Is that, am I saying that right?
Yep.
Basically.
Is that scary?
Yep.
Is that scary?
I would hope, keyword hope, that the Haslams didn't retain Andrew Berry because they wanted him to hire the new head coach, and he's not on stable ground. You know, I disagree with the thought of keeping Andrew if you weren't keeping Kevin. And again, as I've said, I would have kept them both. But if you only kept him around to help you hire a coach, that's not. And though James might be right about that, I don't think that's good.
Or to get you through to the draft?
Well, exactly. I mean, you often see afterwards GMs, you know, I shouldn't say often see. It's happened before where a GM does a draft and then he's out. I don't think that's going to happen here. But again, reports out there that the Browns have chatted with a couple of former GMs and, you know, picking their brains a little bit.
Jeff is in North Carolina. Hi, Jeff.
Hey guys, thanks so much for taking my call.
Thank you.
I'm not happy. I'm think we're going to look back on yesterday, 2-3 years from now, and with a lot of regret. We seem to be the only NFL franchise that doesn't like Coach Stefanski. Seems all other 31 want to get him in the building as soon as possible. I just think it's another bad decision by really poor ownership. You know, And I we always seem to take the wrong quarterback and fire the right coach. And I don't know who can lead it. I don't know where we're going from here, but I just don't agree with the move.
Fair enough. Thanks for letting your opinion out there. We appreciate it, Jeff. I think there's a lot of people that feel him the same way. There are a lot of people that would have liked to have seen Kevin Stefanski say. I think there are more people that were kind of in limbo. They were like, you know what? If he stays, it'll be okay. If they let him go, let's see what they can do. Let's see if they can upgrade. I think the majority of Browns fans are in that world. Do you think I'm wrong? They could have kept him. They might have been upset for 24 hours, and then they're like, all right, let's see what Kevin can do again. But then you're walking into next year with a coach on the hot seat, and that's the last thing I want to see. So in a lot of ways, I'm happy for Kevin. He gets to move on. Obviously, like what he said, I think is true. There are a lot of other teams out there that would be interested in. We're going to find out real quick how many teams are truly interested. What he said, is there an interview he's got over the weekend? Didn't I just hear
supposedly Tennessee on Saturday.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's one.
Let's be fair, though. In all honesty, there's only one reason that you would have retained Kevin.
Because you thought the team was going in the right direction.
I don't think that's it.
Why would you have kept him?
Because you thought he was a good coach who could coach a good roster, and you saddled him with some really unnecessary stuff with quarterback situations. It's bigger than Deshaun even.
Yeah.
And that's why you would have kept him and let him get through this whole thing and let him see what he can do. Because it appears that's one reason you kept Andrew Berry. You know, Kevin won 11 games in his first year, correct?
Yeah.
Who mainly built that roster? John Dorsey.
Dorsey, yeah.
Right. So there was pretty good talent on that roster. And Kevin coached it up. Then he had another 11-win season. I'd say that was probably Andrew Berry's roster. That worked out okay. Although some of the key guys were here, you know, long before. And in the last couple of years, the roster, I think, has been not good, especially on the offensive side of the ball, and you kept one and not the other, which makes no sense to me.
I'm just trying, give me a little history here, will you? Because I don't know that I was in deep on this. When the Browns and Marty separated,
yeah,
I mean, we had a good coach who didn't want to hire a coordinator, right? And they ended up going to Bud Carson.
If my recollection and the way that I saw it go down is accurate, the main reason was because, at least a big part of the reason, is that Marty wanted his brother involved,
yeah,
Kurt.
Yeah.
And Art did not. And so Marty booked.
I'm just trying to think of points in Brown's history where we,
You want to go Jim Schwartz here?
Sure.
You had an offensive-minded head coach who had some success. You decided to get rid of him, Sam Ratigliano.
Right.
Promoted his defensive coordinator to replace him. Is that similar to what we're looking at right now, other than age?
Yeah, are we back at that point in history?
Sam was a little older, and Marty was younger, and now you're getting rid of the younger head coach. Perhaps you promote your older defensive coordinator. But that's, you know, that we've seen this before where a head coach gets fired, and the Browns have moved up a defensive coordinator. It's just so long ago, you know, with Marty.
Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to give Browns fans that have been around, the Browns fans that have the good resume, just trying to give them
That was 40 years.
I know. I'm still trying to give them a little piece of what they would say because when they call and they say, hey, I've been a Browns fan for 40 years.
And we say?
And this is what we're about. Good resume.
Inspired by?
Andrew Siciliano.
That's correct.
That is correct. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Still in the aftermath of what happened for the Browns as they decide to fire Kevin Stefanski. We all try to move forward here and figure this thing out. Let's do a little NFL rapid fire. There are other things going on across the league, and we're going to get to that next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.